Hey, what's going on, guys? So we're going to think about changing the podcast upload dates to Tuesday and see how that works out. And hopefully this works out for you guys. And hopefully this is something that you guys would find okay. And if this seems better for you guys, then awesome. And if not, we're just kind of testing this out, see if this day works better. Maybe we'll change it to Wednesday or whatever. But I just wanted to update you guys. And here we go. Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Create Don't Hesitate podcast. Today we're talking about, you know, something important. You know, this message will, you know, change the way you think about time and, you know, being young, right? Whether you're a teenage year, you're still in your teenage years, or maybe you're a young adult, right? 18 to 24 years old, and, you know, you're still trying to figure out, you know, what to do with your life. You know, this episode's for you, and this episode will kind of change the way you think about this. So, you know, this episode is going to be really short, right, straight to the point, and it's just going to help you be more aware that, you know, you have time, you're young, right, and that you don't need to have everything figured out for your future, right? A lot of us may, or that I've heard, that I've seen, that I've observed, like, from people at school or other places, or just generally that I've, you know, observed, is people are worried about their futures. They're like, okay, what am I gonna do? This is my lifeline, not lifeline, timeline, right? They have sometimes people have a whole thing figured out, and sometimes people have literally no idea what they're gonna do. So either way is okay. However, I feel, for me personally, I don't necessarily know everything that I plan for my future. I have a couple ideas, but I'm really just gonna do all this content creation and all this stuff right now, kind of see where it leads and, you know, where God is going to take me in the future, right? So just realize that, hey, a lot of you guys listening are teenagers or young adults. Some of you older audiences here listening, I appreciate your support as well. But no matter your age, just realize that, you know, you have time. And maybe if you're older, maybe, you know, don't have as many years, right? You know, you're not like in your youth anymore, so you kind of lose that youth aspect part of it. But right, you still have your life, right? No matter your age. And just take advantage of every single day to learn new things, to work, you know, work to your dreams and your goals and stuff. Because look, whether you're young or you're old, you don't know how much time you have left before God takes you off of this earth, right? Before your time's done, right? And so just taking advantage of every day and realizing that, like, hey, look, I'm not going to live forever, so let's take advantage of this of today. Now, I don't want you guys to, you know, live in fear of, like, hey, you know, I could die in the next, you know, 30, 40 years or tomorrow, and I gotta, you know, live in fear, right? No, like, I don't want you guys to live in fear, because then you're just gonna be worried living your life, right? And that's not what we want to do when you're young. You don't want to live worried, right? You have obligations and responsibilities in your future, right? In your future, you might have a family, or, you know, have work obligations you have to do, and things that are going to take up your time. You're going to have finances to deal with. You're going to have people to talk to, things to plan, places to be, right? And maybe not all of you are going to have a boss or anything like that. Maybe you're going to start your own thing, but either way, you're going to need to have people you're going to deal with. You're going to have obligations in your future. And being young, we don't have as many of those. You know, you might have school, sports, or different activities, or maybe you're a content creator and you got to deal with some people there, right? And either way, right, being young, you typically have less, depending on where you live or depending on certain factors. If you're listening to this episode, you most likely don't have super many obligations or responsibilities in your life as you would if you were older, right? So being young is an asset to your life. Being young is, you have an advantage. You have a time advantage, right? And it's just like, you know, making money and investing, right? The earlier you invest your money, whether it's into stocks or bonds or crypto or NFTs or other forms of like digital art or maybe the metaverse or other different cryptocurrency related stuff like that. Whatever you're investing in, you know, gold, silver, stuff like that. Like that's like starting younger, right? Investing what you have, reinvesting the profits you receive, reinvesting, taking a percentage of your profits and of your revenue, and really reinvesting that back into different assets and things that can, you know, grow your portfolio in that area of just the things that you have is so incredibly valuable. Right now, if I said all those words and you don't know what they mean, then that's okay. But if you guys do want to maybe hear more things about finance related or different things like that, then I could dive deep and learn a lot about those things. However, if you would like to learn from other people like Graham Stephan or Gary Vee or Robert Kiyosaki or other financial advice in entrepreneurs like that, make sure to go check out some of their content as well and some of their advice and some of the things they teach as well. Graham Stephan, he teaches advice for teens and young adults and really anyone who finds his content. And Robert Kiyosaki is an entrepreneur that helps teach about the economy and about the financial things that are happening around the world and teaches a lot of financial things about that for any ages, right? And Gary Vee, he's an entrepreneur, he's a writer of a couple of books, and you know, makes tons of content of just having people focus on self-awareness and happiness and compassion and humility and so many different things. So if you want to check out some of their content, some of the things they talk about financially related, go check out some of their stuff. But look, the point of me saying all that is that the earlier you invest into growing your assets and growing the things that you invest in, growing your portfolio in those different aspects, right, in those different areas, is super important, right? The earlier you invest, the more your money and your finances can compound over time and double and triple, right? So yeah, just being young, you have an advantage of being young, right? You have an advantage financially. Like if you invest money, you could grow over time. And, you know, with less responsibilities and obligations in your hand, you know, have the opportunity to do more risky things and don't do stupid things. Don't hurt yourself. Don't like hurt other people, right? But you have the time and the opportunity and the space to fail and to risk and to do things out of your comfort zone, right? To maybe do a couple of dumb things, right? Make some mistakes. Put yourself out there in different situations that might be uncomfortable or that you wouldn't necessarily normally do if you were older or anything like that, right? As you become older and have more obligations and things to do and have to lead other people as you get older, right? You're going to have more obligations as you're older. But when you're younger, you could risk more things. You could, you know, fail and then learn and grow, right? And you just have more free time to do things. Look, yeah, you have school and maybe work and, you know, personal projects you have to do and chores and all that sort of stuff. And that does take time, and you have sleep and other stuff. But there is time that you would maybe spend distracted scrolling on Instagram or your phone or watching videos that you can also be using to work, be working to your dreams, be working to your future, right? So just kind of taking a time audit of the things you spend your time doing is super important as well. If you guys want an episode on a time audit, then we'll do that right now. I'm actually gonna write that idea down. Have a time audit. But yeah, so the things that you have going on in your life, right? Make sure you write those things down. Just be aware of them. Be aware of how you're using your time and how you're spending your energy, because what you spend your energy, where you're, I think, I don't know who said it, some motivational speaker, but it's basically like where you put your energy, like your energy flows, right? And yeah, it's crazy to look back on, like if you write down all the things you spend your time doing, or maybe even look on your phone of all the apps you spend your time using, for example, then you're like, you can be like, whoa, I really spent that much time. I really spent like 2.5 hours on Instagram or on YouTube just watching all these videos, or maybe on Netflix or Disney Plus or Hulu, just watching all of these awesome shows, right? You can really just get stuck in all spend your time doing these things. But you can also use that time to work to your goals and your future and your passions and things like that as well. So have a time audit podcast episode. Yeah, we're going to do, maybe if you guys want to have an episode where we do a time audit thing, really just breaking down, hey, how do you spend your time, some systems and ways you could identify how you use your time and how you could prioritize it more effectively to do that, then I'll help you guys out with that. But this is still something I'm working on too, so we're kind of going to work on this together as well. So whatever information I share with you guys, whether it's this time audit episode or other things as well, again, I still need to work on all of them as well. So from a perspective, trying to develop my humility, trying to develop my social confidence and different things like that, we're here to grow together, right? We're social creatures. We're here to teach others, to help others, to grow ourselves so that we can spill our light and our good energy onto others, right? To learn new things, to get mentors, and to use the knowledge we learn from mentors to help others as well, right? There's so many different things we could focus on in learning and in growing ourselves. And being young, you have the opportunity to learn, to fail, to grow, to risk things, to grow who you are as an individual, right? And, you know, you have the opportunity to work to your dreams, to work to your future, to connect with more people, to do things that you would otherwise fear or that you wouldn't have the chance necessarily to do when you're older, right? And, you know, being young, you know, something we can probably worry about, like, hey, what's my future going to be like? What's going to happen in my future? I'm worried. I want to plan this out, right? But you don't necessarily know what you're going to have in your future, right? As I was saying earlier in this episode, you could be the type of person that has no idea what they're going to do for the future. And that's where a lot of us are, and that's 100% okay. And even if you're someone who has the rest of your life, you know, figured out, things may not go the way you have planned, right? God may lead you in a direction, you know, different than what you had planned for your life. But God's plan is always greater than our plan for our lives. And it may not seem like that in the beginning, but or in a moment or in a certain life-changing decision. But God really does have a good plan for your life. And again, even if you guys aren't faith-based, right, you have a plan for your future. Earlier episodes, I was talking about purpose and fellowship. I think it's episode 40, what is it? The last couple of episodes. Yeah, episode 48, purpose and fellowship. But go check out the last episode where we were talking a little bit about that, realizing that you, each and every one of you, has a purpose and has value and stuff. And yeah, there's so many things we could learn, right? By connecting with other people, by changing the way we think, by taking advantage of our time, doing a time audit, right? Working to our goals. And just remember, you have your whole life to figure out and to work to your goals in your future. But being young, you have an asset of time. So taking advantage of your youth can teach you how to better prepare for your future, right? And once you get to your older self, you may be kicking yourself for not taking advantage of your youth, right? To work to your dreams and your future and stuff. But, you know, look, we all know that saying, like, I'm a big kid now, right? Like, it's kind of funny, but the way I kind of interpret that right now in this situation is, to be frank, is, look, we keep getting older, right? You're a big kid, you're a teenager, you're a young adult, right? You're not five anymore. But with that said, like, we all still have the inner kid in us. We still all have that little kid inside of us that's like wanting to try new things, wanting to put ourselves out there, wanting to risk things, wanting to be young, wanting to have fun. And sometimes as we get older, we can neglect that little kid inside of us. And that's just part of growing up in one sense. You get older and you have other obligations and things to focus on. You might get older and have actual kids to take care of, right? A lot of you guys are kids and, you know, teenagers and young adults. So maybe that's hopefully, 5-10 years out. But you all have a purpose. You guys all have time to work on yourselves and to grow who you are as individuals, right? And, you know, you, by taking advantage of, by planning your days, by building your different habits, like daily habits and stuff, and scheduling your time, really doing a time audit, seeing what you spend your time doing, really just doing a couple of these different activities to realize, hey, this is what I'm spending my time on. This is what I want to spend my time on. And this is kind of the process of how I can change these things, how I can change certain habits. So I can start implementing new habits and removing old ones as well, kind of having a system in place there. We could probably have another episode about that or something. I think we have an episode about habits and stuff. However, the thing I like about podcasting and doing these things is that you can come up with ideas as you're recording, and it's just super inspiring and amazing that we can have this opportunity, have a podcast, talk about habits. Guys, your life. Cool. So I was like writing this idea down for a second. Oof. Okay, we're doing good here. So I appreciate you guys listening. And if you're still here listening, you guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. This episode was only supposed to be really short, like 5-10 minutes, but that's okay. We're here. We're engaged. And you know, taking advantage of your youth is going to help build your confidence when you're older, looking back, being like, hey, you know, I'm my older self. Like, let's say, you know, you're 25 or something. You know, maybe you're 15, 16, 17 right now. Look about 10 years out. Imagine you're that person. Imagine you're that 27, 25-year-old person that, you know, imagine you're in your 20s and you're looking back, like, you know, 10 years ago, and you're like, hey, I was the type of kid that invested into my goals and my future and was like, hey, I'm super grateful that I did that, because now that I'm in my 20s, I am building a better future for myself. I built an awesome foundation, and God is leading me from this foundation to go into greater places, right? So kind of building that foundation is important as well, right? That aspect of building your foundation can be is the habits that you develop when you're young, is the process of how you deal with different situations and different, how you deal with challenges, how you deal with failures, how you deal with different aspects of your life, right, can help you prep for your future or to help, or that will hurt your future as well, right? You could either have good habits, have journaling habits, eat healthy, exercise, work to your goals, work to your future. Or you could just waste your youth and be like, hey, I'm gonna go spend all my time on Instagram or listening to, you know, sad songs and being a downer all the time. And look, with me saying that, just to clarify, it's okay to feel down. It's okay to feel worried, depressed, have anxiety, right? It's okay to feel these things, but I don't feel like it's okay to stay in those feelings for forever, because life can be so much greater than it is now. And just make sure that you don't suppress your feelings, but you address them, right? You got to address your feelings. You got to address what you're going through and what you're feeling. But at the same time, you don't want to stay in that negative place, because then you're just going to live a life that is not helpful to the person that you could be and who you could become, right? In a positive way. So just, you know, in closing, you know, take your youth to learn new things, to try new things that you might enjoy, whether that's try new food, travel to new places, meet new people, try different activities that you might enjoy or anything like that. Make sure you take the moments to do these things and to learn how you can improve your life and to learn how to build your confidence in different areas. And yeah, just, I feel like being young is just, it's fun being young. It's fun being a kid, right? So just take every moment you can to cherish the time you have, to cherish each moment you have getting young. Make sure you take pictures, whether you're in high school or middle school or you're a young adult, take pictures of basically everything, especially in high school, especially maybe in middle school too, but like take pictures of everything, take videos of everything, document different experiences, and really you can look back on all these memories and be like, hey, I'm super glad I did these things, right? And man, you can learn so much by stepping into your comfort zone and being comfortable being uncomfortable in new situations. So, and that's really what I'm trying to learn as well. And I'm trying to focus on is doing new things in school. For example, you know, recently we had a event in our school where it's basically a male beauty pageant thing. Let me explain. Before we end off this episode, what it was like we had a talent kind of a thing where we share our talents, and then we had a spelling bee thing, then we had sort of a fashion walk on stage kind of a thing, fashion sort of runway, and then there was doing roasts/jokes of, you know, other people, of another person, and it was like group dance and other stuff. So it was just super fun and it was a fun experience, but like I did it it was like a couple other guys that did it as well. And it was just super fun show. It was funny. It was engaging. It was just, it was awesome. So yeah, but I just did that and I was like super encouraged that I did that. And I was super empowered that I did that, because I could look back on that experience and be like, hey, I did that. This is preparing me for my future, for future acting things that I might want to do, for my acting class that I'm going to be, drama class I'm going to be taking next school year and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I just stepping into new situations that you fear can grow who you are as a person. So yeah, so in closing, the challenge of the week is to just remember, enjoy your life being young and take advantage of your youth and the time you have. Right, do something this week that can push you out of your comfort zone and meet that new person, do that new thing, record that song, do something out of your comfort zone that could grow your confidence, grow your social skills, grow your boldness, and grow who you are as an individual, and build those experiences, build those moments where you could look back on and be like, hey, I did this thing. I'm super grateful that I did this. So I appreciate you guys listening to today's episode. Remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. I'll see you all in the next episode and in future stuff. So make sure to check out some of the past episodes and learn some valuable stuff from there. It's already the end of May, guys. May, June. June is my birthday, June 23rd. It's going to be great. And yeah, I'm just super excited to do this. So I love you guys and have an amazing rest of your day, rest of your evening, whenever you're listening to this. I'll see you all in the next episode. Love you guys. Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.